All right, fellow inmates, here we go. Another adventure in podcast land. It's Thursday show all over again, May 7th of the John DiBella Show. Right here in tasty bite-sized form for you. We talked the weather wackiness that may be in store. A horny squirrel in England. Our COVIDiot of the day feature just doesn't quit. A five-year-old kid had Lamborghini dreams and almost made them a reality. Song stories today featured Walking on the Moon and a tale from one of my favorite drummers. We got Rickrolled. Steve stumped us with another edition of Who the Hell Is That? And comedian Andy Kindler joined us. Have a listen. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
They actually mentioned snow, or at least flurries, for this weekend.
Well, I mean,
the only reason why I would even want to see that happen, every weather forecast, from 6, from 10.
On the Hype Channel?
Like, who's covering this? Well, first off, you know, if they have a reason to use the word snow, they're going to every time, right? But it is going to get brutally cold this weekend.
Are they talking like when we wake up cold?
They're talking all day cold on Saturday. They're talking about
a high temperature. Because I saw a high of like 50.
Right. 49 degrees is the expected high for Saturday. But, right, the wind chill is going to make it feel like it's in the lower 30s. Right? I mean, it's just ridiculously freaky.
Just don't have a frost because I have so many plants flourishing. Yes. Just don't frost me.
Yeah. Well,
2020's gonna, isn't it?
Right. just put some plastic bags over them. It'll be fine.
Okay. Cool.
Right. So, but a sunny day is ahead of us. Enjoy today, folks, because it's going to be the best day. Although there's sunshine all week next week.
Good.
All week next week right now. So
we need it.
We do, in fact. I can't take this sunny day, 2 days of rain.
Yeah,
sunny day, 2 days
I'm
of rain.
I'm over it, too.
You know, but...
Very bipolar.
But I will go through that Monday through Friday if you can give me Saturday and Sunday with sunshine.
Yep, every time.
I mean, I'm fine with that.
The John DiBella Podcast.
I suppose you know what it is about you that fascinates him.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's the hair on your chest.
102.9.
Ooh, wow. I didn't expect that at all. I really didn't expect that.
MGK.
You know, over the years, Americans have gotten insulted by numerous things that have happened on TV. You know, probably the most famous of all is Janet Jackson's metal nipple.
Right.
All right. Yes. Something like 13 people were insulted by that, and the FCC changed all rules because of it.
Right.
All right. But a horny squirrel has caused outrage in Britain during Britain's Got Talent TV show.
Is it Squiggy the water skiing squirrel?
No, it is not Squiggy the water skiing squirrel. It seems that they ran an ad for Lynx Africa deodorant.
Okay.
Lynx Africa deodorant. And what happens in the commercial is this squirrel comes out and is, I'm not sure if it's a can of deodorant or if it's just a regular, like, you know, like stick.
Stick, right.
All right. But in the commercial, the squirrel comes out and starts humping the deodorant. I don't know why. I don't know why, but Britain's got a thing called the Advertising Standard Authority. They're a self-regulating organization over ads that happen on TV.
Okay.
And they got 155 complaints. They're currently being investigated, but there's no sign from the deodorant can that the squirrel's advances were unwanted. So, you know. But I guess, you ready?
Oh, boy. Hold on, wait. Let me get it. Okay. All right. Give it to me.
All right. But I guess this squirrel just could not fight the feeling.
There it is. We're here all week.
The John DiBella Podcast.
I like to picture Jesus as a ninja. Fighting off evil samurai.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
Oh, my sweet Jesus.
102.9.
That's right.
MGK.
It is Mother's Day weekend, and it is the mother of all request weekends for us here at MGK. If you would like to put one in, you got a shout out, a request, a dedication you want to make for mom, well, just call us up. Use our voicemail, 610-771-9MOM. Leave your message there. We will get it on the air for you. This is being brought to us by Chevrolet and Cadillac of Turnersville and everyone here at Classic Rock 102.9 MGK, where once again, we managed to find yet another COVIDiot. Now, look, I think we're all getting used to the fact that when you go into a store or you go out anywhere, they want you to have a mask on.
Sure.
All right? It's an easy thing to do. Get yourself a mask, use a bandana, a scarf of some kind, something to cover your face. And you have to cover your mouth and your nose, not just your mouth. The amount of people I see, I'm walking out of here yesterday, there's a security guard right at the elevator, got the mask over his mouth, nose wide open.
Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru lady.
Right, really?
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, folks, nose and mouth, not just mouth. This guy had neither. This happened at a Family Dollar store in Holly, Michigan on Saturday.
Okay.
All right. Guy comes in the store, not wearing a mask, right? Clerk informs him, excuse me, sir, you have to have a mask on when you're in here. Right? So what does he do?
It takes a chip bag.
Right? Nope. After the clerk informed him that he needed to wear the mask, he walked up to the clerk, grabbed the guy's shirt, wiped his nose on it.
Oh, Christ.
Right? For like 10 seconds, it seems like.
Come on. Is this video?
There's video up on the Facebook page. And saying, so weird. Here, I'll use this as a mask. All right? He continued to be loud and obnoxious all the time that he was in the store. But they have video, and the police are on a hunt for him. But ladies and gentlemen, we crown him as today's COVIDian of the day.
With all due respect, you are an ass.
Whoa!
With all due respect, you make me sick. With all due respect, plug up your pothole. With all due respect, you don't deserve no damn respect.
John DeBella.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine.
102.9 MGK.
I have a car story. As long as we were talking about trucks there, I got a car story that we should all pay a little bit of attention to. Especially you two with your kids, you know, because as they get older, right? This freaking thing. I'm sitting here stretching.
I know. I'm watching.
Damn, I hate this touchscreen.
I mean, you pushed that screen like four times.
Yeah.
As you're trying to talk. He's all away from the microphone. Oh, poor you.
Listen to this one. Listen to this one, right? A five-year-old boy from Utah wanted his mother to buy him a Lamborghini.
Oh, boy.
And I got into a huge fight with this with my wife last night because I was telling her this story and I didn't have a chance to get to it yesterday. Right, and she's going, it didn't happen. I said, why would I tell you
this story? You can't make that up.
All right. A five-year-old boy in Utah wanted his mother to buy him a Lamborghini, and since she refused, he got in her car and attempted to drive to California to purchase one.
Wow.
All right.
That's commitment.
All right. The in-dash cam video released by the police department, the SUV that the boy was driving was weaving all over the freeway.
He could reach the pedals?
I don't know how he did
what?
I have no idea how he did it, right? So eventually he gets pulled over to the side of the road.
Dude.
And the trooper says to him, how old are you? And he says, I'm five. He goes, where did you learn to drive a car? Now, here's the key. Here's the important part. He was in Ogden, Utah. He got pulled over in California.
No.
Come on.
Right. And he explained to the cop that he was going to California because he wanted to buy a Lamborghini. And, you know, and he decided that this is the way to do it. And he had $3 that he was going to buy his Lamborghini
wow,
with.
So good.
They start at $200,000. Right. But he was going to buy it for $3 and made it all the way to California.
I got to research this.
Yeah,
real.
This is insane.
I know. It's absolutely
just getting
insane.
Out of the driveway is insane.
Maybe
right. 5 years old.
A wiffle ball bat to reach the pedals.
Something, right?
Or
like in that Indiana Jones movie, isn't it, where the kid's got the blocks on his feet?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The John DeBella Podcast.
No.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
No.
MGK.
Oh, yeah.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories this morning is all about Walking on the Moon from the Police's Regatta de Blanc album. You know, along with, and this is something I don't really talk about, but I was the first person in America to play both the Police and Supertramp. A guy I knew really well was the head of promotions for A&M. And I would go up and visit him, and on Thursdays he would have these records that were going to be released, you know, on Monday. But I would visit him on Thursday, and he would give me the record, and he would just say, I don't know you have that. which means you could play it on the air if you want.
Cool.
Right, right. So I would come in on Friday mornings and play these records, and two of them were two Police records, the first two Police records, and Breakfast in America from Supertramp.
Nice.
And that just came to mind, as I said, Regatta de Block. But here's a song that comes from the second album, and it has a truly unique sound. And Stuart Copeland tells how the band went about getting that sound.
We created the atmosphere on Walking on a Moon by turning up the reverb and not playing very much. Except at the end, where we started to let rip a little bit, just a tiny eensy-weensy bit, and I had an echo box on the drums. And I found that I could actually get this kind of cool rhythm out of playing with the repeat echo. I hit the snare drum, I go bang, and the repeat echo go bang. And so I could build up kind of a rhythm on these things there. I thought, hey, this is kind of neat. And it was just one of these lucky sort of accidents, like discovering gravity.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Somebody's got to say, I want my money back. That's all. I want my money back.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
I want to think of things. I want to use my imagination when I'm sitting there with my ass on a pillow.
102.9.
Namaste.
MGK.
Have you ever been Rickrolled? Did you ever get Rickrolled yourself?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, God, yeah.
But people don't really do it anymore.
No, there's a black porn star who's well endowed that has replaced Rick in that arena.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah.
There's some good ones out there, too.
Right. Yep.
Because for those of you who don't know, we're talking about Rick Astley and his song, what, Never Gonna Give You Up,
yep,
right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
You know, Never Gonna Give You Up, Never Gonna Let You Down. Some guy, and I don't know why this guy decided to take the time to do this, but he decided he wanted to do a 100-voice Rickroll, and he is all the voices.
Oh, boy.
So when this starts, there's only four, and as it goes along, listen to it build, right, until he gets to, and it doesn't take him long to get to 100 voices. It's all one guy. You know, the strange thing about this song is there are people who don't even know the song was ever recorded, may not have ever seen the video, but they know that clip.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Bigger, better, and stronger than ever before.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
And we will make
the John DeBella Podcast
great again. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Mostly sunny, 46 right now, basically a sunny day ahead of us. Just going to flip those numbers around, make it 64.
What,
but 46.
What, hold on, you hear that?
Right,
what's
you
open?
Hear
that?
Something's in the background.
Yeah, something was in the background. That might have been them. Oh, I had, you know, and I had, Cindy, you watching TV?
That was Randy.
Randy,
sorry.
Shut up!
Come on, Randy.
I forgot.
We're on the air.
So, but 46 degrees outside right now, and right now it's time for...
The hell is that?
So yesterday, Steve comes in the office. He says, oh, my God, I got a great who the hell is that? And I go, who is it? He goes, I'm not going to tell you. You got to figure it out on your own. All right. So we're hearing this for the first time now. All right. And, we will, if we get it right, we don't have to go any further.
Correct.
All right. If not, we'll open it up to the audience.
Right.
So make sure that you know the number here in the studio. 215-263-WMGK. Well, here goes. Who the hell is this?
The new hot powered compact from Hoover. It's a beautiful mover. The new compact does more than beat. It also cleans, it also sweeps, and brushes right to the edge. Right to the edge. Changing a bag as easy as ABC. The new hot powered compact from Hoover. It's a beautiful mover.
That's a rocking spot for Hoover vacuums.
Dude, I'm fired up to vacuum.
All right. So who do you think it is, Dan?
I was getting American Woman vibes from that. So I'm going to say Burton Cummings.
Burton Cummings.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I thought because of the rah, that was there in his voice. Rah,
yeah, there's some growl.
Sammy Hagar?
It is not Sammy, and it is not Burton.
Okay. What do you
think? Sounds familiar.
Well, interesting. I was going to say David Lee Roth.
Ooh, it is not.
It is not David Lee Roth.
Nope, nobody that fronted Van Halen.
All right. So let's go one more time. We'll play it for you and then open up the phone lines. 215-263-WMGK.
The new hot powered compact from Hoover. It's a beautiful mover. The new compact does more than beat. It also cleans, it also sweeps, and brushes right to the edge.
right to the edge.
Right to the edge of brushes.
Yep. Changing a bag as easy as ABC. The new high power compact mover. It's a beautiful mover.
The guitar solo in the background.
I love the and the bags are easy to switch.
Yeah, man. My Dyson doesn't have testosterone like that.
215-263-WMGK. The question at hand.
Who the hell is that?
I've not heard the clip this morning for Who the Hell Is That? And we already know that, well, we know it's not David Lee Roth. We know it's not Sammy Hagar. And who did you go with, Dave?
Burton Cummings.
Burton Cummings from Guess Who? No, it wasn't then. So who the hell is this?
The new high powered compact from Hoover. It's a beautiful mover. The new compact does more than beat. It also cleans. It also sweeps. And brushes right to the edge. Right to the edge. Changing a bag as easy as ABC. The new high power compact mover. It's a beautiful mover.
Who the hell is that?
All right, Gina, who the hell was that?
I got two guesses here, but we're going to go with Bob Seger.
Bob Seger. Oh. Is it Bob Seger, Steve?
It is not Bob Seger. Happy belated birthday, though, Bob.
Man. Bob Seger.
Thought you had it.
Let's go over to Vince. Vince, who the hell is that?
Is it Jim Morrison?
Jim? Oh, no. You know, even I know it's not Jim Morrison.
No, that is not Jim Morrison.
He was stronger than dirt.
Yeah.
He wasn't repping Hoover.
Jim had a great voice, but he didn't have that growl. He didn't have that at all. That takes us to Ed. Good morning, Ed. How you doing?
Hey, John.
All right. So what do you think? Who the hell is that?
It's Brian Johnson from AC/DC.
Well, yes.
What? Yes, Ed.
And he's saying this because, like, you didn't need that clip. You already knew this, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
All right.
What is it from?
So it's a Hoover vacuum commercial from 1980. Brian was 32. He thought his rock star days were over. The day he recorded the Hoover vacuum commercial was the same day he later auditioned for AC/DC.
Oh, my God.
The same exact day.
That's cool.
Oh, my God.
That's really cool.
And he could have been doing Hoover rants for the rest of his life.
Think about that.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Loud noises!
102.9 MGK.
Andy Kindler has a new album out called Hence the Humor. As a matter of fact, it's his first album. Even though he's been at this for over 20 years, he finally got around to making an album, and he's joining us now. Good morning, Andy.
First of all, I'm very happy that you said that I've been doing this for 20 years, because I've actually been doing comedy so long, thinking of going on a stand-up comedy seniors tour.
I see.
In fact, I'm hoping to open up for Freddie Couples.
You know, a comedy seniors tour actually is a great idea.
You know, the thing is, I'm Jewish, too, so I can always hit the condo circuit.
Wow.
The other way to go with it.
Now, Steve tells me you're originally from Queens.
Yeah, I'm from Queens. I came out in 1978.
I don't want to know about when you decided to let the world know you were gay. I wanted to know where you were from.
No. Well, I came out, and, I see. You're telling me I have a couple of gay affairs in high school. I ran a bathhouse for 15 years. And that makes me gay? I was a musician before I was a comedian, but I was a singer-songwriter guitarist in Los Angeles in 1978. There were only about 30 million people like me. And I was so upset that I hadn't been discovered. The only way I could have been discovered is if somebody came by my apartment where I was playing my Huey Lewis cover song. You know, I'll tell you, one gig I did turn down was opening up for Donna Summers at Jones Beach.
Jones Beach, okay.
How was that the case back in the day that they had comedians opening concerts? It's so bizarre as a millennial to hear that.
For years they did it. You want to talk about dangerous work.
In Reading, England, I got a bottle thrown at me.
That's
the only time they told me to leave the stage.
I don't know all that much about you, Andy. Are you married?
Yeah, I am married. I'm happily married. I never consider myself ever doing very well with the boys. In college, I dated this woman for like 7 months, and she wouldn't have sex with me. And finally, she said she couldn't have sex because she was impotent. And I said, don't you mean Bridget? And she said, sure, whatever it takes. That too.
this album is 12 years old, and you're just getting around to putting it out?
Yeah, I have severe OCD problems. So when you have OCD, you don't want to, you're constantly checking. Maybe I could have made it better. Maybe I should re-edit it again.
Uh-huh.
I had made a DVD many years ago. I had a couple of Comedy Central half hours. I thought this would never, ever come out. And then the quarantine hit. And finally, the timing was perfect. People are trapped. They can't leave their house. They have to get something. All of a sudden, they go, maybe $8.99, not so bad, right? I knew it would come around to my market finally. Also, there's a lot of Hitler material. I've been doing Hitler material. I've been comparing people to Hitler. If I couldn't tell my mother before she tucked me in, I'll see you in the morning, Eva Braun. Yeah, that was the kind of Eva Braun was Hitler's girlfriend.
Yeah, I'm laughing. I'm laughing, Andy. I'm laughing.
I've been getting calls that I need to update my references by at least a couple of years. You know,
I would go decades myself.
Well, you know, I just recently dropped my Y2K material. You know what I mean? It's like at some point, I thought that was going to... 1999, it killed.
Andy, you realize the reason for this phone call is to try to get people to buy your...
Oh, I'm sorry. Look, I guarantee you there's no Y2K. I do not do one bicentennial bit on this entire... There's no... If you're scared I'm going to do my Jim from Taxi impression, not on this album, folks.
It's on the next one.
Andy Kindler's new album, Hence the Humor, is available May 8th. And where is it available?
AspecialThing.com. That's where you can get it there.
Okay.
You can also get it anywhere that they'll take your credit card.
I see.
It's John DeBella.
There is no off position on the Genius Switch.
Are you on dope?
Classic Rock 102.9.
The information is not complete.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.